This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The remora is an unusual fish. It hitchhikes on other sea creatures using a sucker on its head.
So you can see them on whales, dolphins, sharks, turtles. They stick to scuba divers. They stick to boats. They stick to other fishes and other remoras.
Brooke Flamang is a comparative biomechanist at the New Jersey Institute of Technology and Rutgers University. She says sticking to other animals is a pretty good strategy.
They avoid predation by sticking to large animals. No one's going to attack you if you're on a shark. And it's a food source. Many of them pick parasites off of the host they're attached to, as well as eat bits of food that are flying by and poop. They also have the ability to potentially meet other remoras for mating on the same organisms.
But now her team has discovered that the fish have another unusual quality. They're sensitive to touch, a type of touch previously unknown in the fish world.
Up until now, we did not think that fish had the ability to sense touch in this way, or to sense dragging and shear, which is, of course, going to be very important for a remora that's attached to something that's moving very quickly.
By dissecting the fish's suckers and looking at the tissue with electron microscopes and CT scans, they saw an unusual push-button-like structure, which they determined must be a type of mechanoreceptor, enabling a sense of touch.
And so we just started pouring through the literature, trying to figure out what this was that we were even looking at. And the only thing that has this same structure, it's a push rod mechanoreceptor, are monotremes, platypus and echidnas.
The details are in the journal Royal Society Open Science. And the study suggests that this sort of touch perception arose independently, at least twice in the animal kingdom, in remoras and monotremes. And big picture?
I think the real story here is that we just need to look for different sensory capacities in organisms to a much larger extent, and that there may be mechanoreceptors in all kinds of organisms that we just haven't found yet.
Because there are a lot of ways that life forms have come up with to make a living. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.